Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whether you're sitting in the pews, and it's nice to see so many of you here, or at home worshiping online, God bless you and keep you as we consider now our sermon title, Lessons from a Roman Centurion. Based on Luke 7, listen to verse 9. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and he said to the multitude that was following him, I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such great faith. Faith is something each of us need more of. And this is especially true in these seeming never-ending days of a world health pandemic and days of isolation. Faith, or lack of faith, is one of the key themes in the book of Luke. And today in Luke 7, we're going to see an example of great faith. Now, Jesus had gone to a town named Capernaum, says Luke 7. And verse 2 tells us this. And a certain centurion's servant, who was highly regarded by him, was sick and about to die. A centurion was a soldier in the Roman army who had charge over 100 men, and this centurion was likely the ranking officer in the city of Capernaum. Now, this servant was not just merely property, as it was the case in Roman culture. The text tells us the Roman centurion highly regarded his servant. And instead of the more common custom of simply kicking out or putting to death an ill or an injured servant, this centurion tried to find help for him. So today on Father's Day, this Roman man, this Roman soldier, this Roman centurion can be a great inspiration for all of us men and teach us all, men or women, about faith. Verses 3 to 5 tell us, and when the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders asking him to come. And when the elders came to him, they said, Jesus, he is worthy for you to come to him, for he loves our nation, and it was he himself who built us our synagogue. Now, here's the first lesson we learn about faith from the centurion. Faith acknowledges that whatever situation we are in, God can help. What the centurion believed about Jesus, we're not sure. But what we know is that he believed Jesus had the power of God to heal and to save a life. And we also know that this Roman soldier cared for the Jewish people of Capernaum because out of his own pocket, he built them a place of worship. Probably associating with these people of God, the Roman soldier picked up something about the true God. And he reached out to Jesus with faith. His faith wasn't full, his faith was incomplete, but the text says it was faith in Jesus, and that was enough. And what happened? Verse 6 tells us this. Now Jesus started on his way to the house, and he was not far from the house. When? You remember what happened? Jesus made his way to the house of the Roman soldier, whose faith was incomplete. But here's good news for us. It's not the amount of faith we have that's important. It's not the intellectual sophistication of our faith that's important. What's important is the direction to which our faith points, and the direction of the centurion and the direction of our faith always and only points to our Lord Jesus. The centurion simply reached out to Jesus, and Jesus was on his way to the house. Because a centurion believed, God can do something. Let's keep reading from Luke 7. The centurion sent friends to Jesus, saying to him, O Lord, don't trouble yourself to come any further, for I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. For this reason, I didn't consider myself worthy to come to you. But now just say the word, and my servant will be healed. And here's the second truth about faith that centurion teaches us. Faith acknowledges that we ourselves are not worthy to receive God's help. If ever there could be a person who could claim he was worthy to get something from God, it was this man. He was a prestigious military leader. He was a generous benefactor to the local Jewish people. Certainly such a man could say, God, you only one, but not this man. He saw himself as a sinner in the sight of a holy God who could claim no favors. This is why he sent the Jewish elders. Listen again to verse 7. Verse 7, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. Now, our natural inclination and the inclination of so many around us today is to come to God and say, hey, God, you owe me one. I deserve a favor from you. And even though it was well intended, this is seen in the attitude of the Jewish elders who came to Jesus and said, help this man, Jesus. He's a good guy. He deserves your help. He built our synagogue. And so there are some of us today who want to shout from the rooftops, look, God, see all the good that I've done. I'm really not such a bad person. Hey, how about giving me what you owe me? How opposite the humble faith of the centurion. How opposite the testimony of the Word of God. Listen to Romans 3:19. It says that every mouth may be closed, because by good works will no one be justified in God's sight, for all have sinned and fall short of God's glory. So again we say, great faith acknowledges that we're not worthy to receive God's help. But a great faith is also a humble faith. A humble faith that is directed to God for mercy for sinners. A mercy that's never earned or deserved. Did you notice that kind of humble faith in the centurion? He sent a messenger after the elders to Jesus and said, Jesus, now please, I've changed my mind. Don't come to my house. This was a big issue. The centurion was a Roman. A non-Jew, a Gentile. The dying servant is in this Gentile's house and he can't be moved. And Jesus is a Jew, not just a Jew, but a Jewish rabbi, who by law could not enter the house of a ceremonially unclean Gentile. Yet Jesus lets nothing to stop him from coming to this home. So the centurion sent a message to intercept Jesus with a second message, verse 7. Oh, Jesus, please listen, I'm not worthy for you, says verse 7, to come under my roof. But you just say the word, and my servant will be healed. The centurion's faith in Jesus was humble, but so very true. Just say the word, Jesus. Your word, God's word, has power. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed from a distance. Here the centurion demonstrates a third lesson of faith for all of us. Our faith tells us that we are never to have confidence in ourselves or our deeds, but confidence solely in God's word. The soldier trusted that the power of Jesus' word was so great that even Jesus, not physically being in the house from a distance, he could speak the word and the servant would be healed. How we can learn from this Roman centurion? The confidence that comes from relying on God's word. Listen to verses 7 and 8. Jesus, just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too, said the centurion, I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I say to this one, go, and he goes. I say to this one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it just like that. The centurion reasons in his mind from a lesser to a greater principle. The lesser to greater principle is seen all through Holy Scripture. If this is true, how much more is this true? The centurion reasons this way. I recognize human authority. I list commands that I give as a soldier and they do it. I say, go and he goes, come and he comes, do this and he does it just like that. So the centurion reasons from lesser to greater. If the words of a man like me can make things happen, how much more with the words of Jesus? The centurion is confident and rests upon the very words of our Lord. O Lord, in your patient kindness, especially during these times of trouble and challenges in the world. Teach us to lean upon nothing but your word. Your word that always points us to Jesus, who gave his life on the cross to pay for your sins and for mine. Your word that declares the grave could not hold Jesus. Your word that assures us, because Jesus lives, we shall live also. Your word that daily strengthens and encourages our faith. And speaking of faith, does anybody here know the middle verse of the whole Bible? If you would find this middle verse, there would be as much before as after it. Any guesses? The exact middle verse in the whole Bible talks about faith. It's Psalm 118, verse 9. Listen to what it says. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Let's go back just one last time to the Roman centurion who trusted Jesus and said to him, Jesus, at your word, my servant will be healed. How does the account end? Verses 9 and 10 say this. Now when Jesus heard this, he marveled at him and said to the multitude that was following him, I tell you, not even in all Israel have I found such faith. And when those who had been sent to Jesus returned to the house, they found the servant in good health. Dear Lord, thank you today for the faith lessons taught to us by this Roman centurion. Number one, God can and wants to help us. Number two, this is true even though we're not worthy. And number three, our confidence is not in ourselves, but in God's word. Let's list them one more time so you can wrap these up and take them home with you. Number one, God can and wants to help us. Number two, this is true even though we're not worthy. And number three, our confidence is not in ourselves, but in the power of God's word. In the name of Jesus, all God's people here and at home say, Amen. Amen.